The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Amateur Traveler, episode 671. Today, the Amateur Traveler talks about po' boys and swamp pop and swamps, crawfish and Cajun and Mardi Gras, as we go to Lafayette, Louisiana. Welcome to the Amateur Traveler. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. Let's talk about Lafayette. I'd like to welcome to the show Susan Moore from SoloTripsAndTips.com, who has come to talk to us about Lafayette, Louisiana. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And why are we talking about Lafayette, Louisiana?
Lafayette, Louisiana is an amazing place and the whole region, Acadiana. It's a unique cultural experience. So the food, the music is something you're not going to get anywhere else in the United States at all.
Well, and I think you could expand that. It's different from other places in the world as well. You say Acadiana, and I know we've got a smart audience, and so a lot of people probably know what Cajun is, but when we talk about the Cajuns, who are we talking about?
So we're talking about Cajuns, it's short for Acadians. So the Acadians were the French-speaking people living in what is now Nova Scotia and New Brunswick in Canada. Mm-hmm. And in 1755, the British expelled them from the country. They told them they had to be British or leave, so they left. And after many years, it was 1755 when they were expelled from the area. They were 1764 is when the first Acadians made their way to Louisiana, landed around Acadian at Lafayette area. So Cajuns is just a short form for Acadians.
Excellent. And when we say they moved to Louisiana, Louisiana was outside the U.S. at the time, so they didn't move to yet another English colony. They were really I think it was already a French colony by that point. Was it Spanish or had they French bought it?
I thought it was Spanish at that. I mean, it was French and then Spanish afterwards. It changed too much.
It did change back and forth. So I think when they got there, it was Spanish, but I could be entirely wrong. And I'll look that up while we go on. But what should we do when we get to Lafayette?
You should experience the food and the music and also the outdoors, because you've got the bayous, you've got the incredible fishing, interesting hiking, kayaking. You can go kayaking with alligators. Where else are you going to go then?
why would I want to do that?
Oh, come on. It's an adventure.
It is that. I will give you that. And where are we going to start?
So we're talking about doing, say, a one-week itinerary in Lafayette. So let's talk about food. You're starting off in the morning. I'm going to talk about if you're, say, planning on staying around the downtown area.
Okay.
I'll give you three restaurants that I recommend for breakfast, and then people can choose rotate each one and then go back to your favorite.
And I should say to the audience that I almost never do this. We almost never start with food because the conversation I have with the guests is, well, there are very, very few places in this country or really in any country that I think people would go to for the food. And the usual exception I said is, unless, of course, we're talking about New Orleans or the Cajun area, then I think people might go just for the food. So this, you are falling under the Cajun exception.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I mean, for one thing, in the South, you got to have the Southern biscuits, and then you have fried chicken and praline bacon. You've got some interesting breakfast choices, and all around the food is just fantastic.
Were there specific restaurants you were going to recommend then?
Yeah, I'd go with Black Cafe, Rusted Rooster. Those are both more casual places, and also French Press downtown.
Okay. And French Press being a coffee place also, I'm guessing from the name?
Yes, coffee, food.
Rather than a newspaper in French, for instance, would be the other possibility.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Indeed. And while you're downtown in Lafayette, so you get a little coffee and something to eat, you may as well go visit Parc Sanssouci, the big Lafayette letters and great big letters. They leave out the letter Y. You stand in the middle. You create the Y with your hand, your arms outstretched. It's your Instagram moment. You got to go check that out.
Parc Sanssouci, so the park without care, if I'm translating correctly.
You're good. And your pronunciation is better than mine.
Sanssouci was the name of Frederick Barbarossa's palace outside of Berlin is the only reason that I know that phrase. I've been to the Palace Sanssouci, which was named as the place that he went when he didn't have a care in the world, or at least when he wanted to not.
Okay, so I'll see you in Lafayette. You go to Parc Sanssouci. That's where they often have the music events. So you would throw away your cares. Enjoy.
And when you say they often have the music events, this is where different festivals are held, you mean?
Yeah, so downtown, years ago, they started a downtown revitalization project. Louisiana is known for oil. When the oil industry goes down, things get tough economically. So one of the things they did, this is the 35th year they've been running a program called Downtown Alive. Now, that's at Parc International, which is just a short distance from the Parc Sanssouci, but everything goes to there too. There's a great big stage at Parc International. Parc Sanssouci has a stage as well, bandstand. They do events like Bach Lunch. So on Fridays in the nicer months, like in the spring and fall. Okay. And the South, you know, it's very hot in the summer, can be quite rainy in the winter.
I was going to say, you say the nicer months. So you're recommending that if we have a choice over when we can go, August might not be the best time.
August, you know, in August would be very steamy. Yeah, very hot and humid. So I recommend, say, from October through May is the best time to go. And probably October, November, December is good for Christmassy stuff and that too. And then also, like January, they have a great film festival, Cinema on the Bayou.
Okay.
February, March, you're going to have Mardi Gras. And then into April is the Festival International. And actually, in October is the Black Pot Festival.
Okay.
That's a music festival and a big cook-off as well.
Okay. So, and I swear we'll get back to the agenda that you started in a minute here. Everything you say reminds me of another question. Black pot being a big black pot of seafood?
Right, yeah. So there are various categories. You know how you cook in the South, especially like the cast iron, big black cast iron pot.
But no particular cuisine. Well, Cajun cuisine.
Cajun.
Got it. Okay. So you mentioned that they do Mardi Gras there. Mardi Gras is a little different, though, as I understand it, in Lafayette than it would be in New Orleans.
Yeah, so in Lafayette, in the city, it's going to be similar in that they have the balls and the parades and that type of thing, but very family-friendly, completely family-friendly.
And that was the part that I was thinking was different, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then in the smaller towns, so in the small towns, it's a lot different. They've got costume, they're on horseback, they're chasing chickens. It's a whole different experience. And of course, music and food.
Okay. Excellent. And then one note, and that is the answer to the question we had previously. the area became French with the treaty that also then finally kicked out the Acadians, the Treaty of Paris that ended the Seven Years' War in 1763. And so, yes, by the time they were coming there, it was French territory, which is why they came, because they were French-speaking people. And then you left us at breakfast before I took you on a whirlwind tour elsewhere in the itinerary there. What are we going to do after breakfast?
Okay, so after breakfast, so you're downtown. You may as well check out just a few of the places that you might want to buy some local stuff, like Lanet Records for the local music or Cajun music, Parish Inc., and Mateus.
And you say
Studio.
Cajun music, I think Zydeco, am I?
Zydeco as well, yes. So okay. Cajun Zydeco, similar. I mean,
similar.
They both
okay.
feel from each other, both accordion bass and a great beat. So they've got a lot of the collector stuff there. Okay. And they have new stuff as well, or other types of music. But a lot of people that go to Lafayette are very interested in the Cajun and Zydeco music.
Okay.
So from there, let's go to Vermilionville, which is a living history museum.
Okay.
It's just a short drive, like 10, 15 minutes from downtown. So it's on the banks of the Bayou Vermilion. They've got 7 restored original houses there so that you can tour around. And there's also these docents, costume artisans, that provide demonstrations about the crafts that were back in the early settlers would have perform, like wood carving, weaving, and they're really very informed. So it's great to ask them questions. Don't just go looking around. Ask them questions. Get in conversations with them.
And so a Living History Museum, early settlers, Cajun people is what we're representing here, I'm assuming.
Well, it's the Acadian, Creole, African-American,
okay.
the Native American. So this region was the Attakapas region. So that's what the parish was called before it became Louisiana. So yeah, there were 12 parishes in the territory of Orleans. And so after the Louisiana Purchase, that was 1803. And that became the state of Louisiana in 1812.
Okay.
So now it's Lafayette Parish. So there's 64 parishes. I guess we should talk about that. In all the other states, there are counties, mm-hmm. but in Louisiana, there are parishes. And Acadiana is comprised of 22 parishes in the southern region of Louisiana.
Actually, that's a good question. We didn't really put it on a map yet. We said it was in Louisiana. Where are we relative to New Orleans that people know? We're further west, I believe.
West, right. So Louisiana is shaped like a boot, mm-hmm. and you've got the Gulf of Mexico. So from the Gulf of Mexico north, around 100 miles or so, that whole area in South Louisiana, excluding the greater New Orleans area, that's Acadiana.
Okay, got it. And Lafayette being the largest of the cities in that area.
Yes, and it's around 125,000 people.
Okay.
To me, it has a feel of a much smaller place. It's so friendly. Love it.
Okay. Well, and it sounded like you were recommending that we, when we get here for our 1 week itinerary, we're renting a car because you're going to take us out to some places where we're not going to be taking a bus out there.
Yes, exactly. Although I did meet a couple who flew in to Lafayette and they just used rideshare Uber all around.
Okay.
You could do that, but if you're going to do several day trips, most of the day trips I'm recommending, they're within a half an hour or so, but still that's going to add up. So
got
it's
it.
Best to have a car. If you're just there for a weekend and staying downtown, you could get by without a car. Easy.
Excellent. And where are we going after Vermilionville?
We're going to go back downtown to have some lunch. And we're going to go to Johnson's Boucanier. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Sorry for any mispronunciation. So it's like smoke shop. So in French, smoke shop.
Okay.
Boucanier. I would get a plate lunch there. I would enjoy some boudin. They specialize in smoked meat and barbecue. It's a very meat-oriented place. Excellent food. You got to try that. And you have to try the plate lunch in Louisiana, in the South. That's a Southern thing.
And I would have to say, I don't know how to pronounce boucanier because that is not a word that I'm really familiar with.
Oh, okay. I think you have a better accent than me.
Well, not necessarily for Louisiana French. And are we ordering anything specifically at Johnson's? Are we getting a plate lunch? meat and two.
Yeah, we get
or
the
something
play
like
lunch. See, it's going to change up. So I would try some boudin if you've never tried boudin. So that's like a, it looks like a sausage, but it's got like, so there's meat in it, but it's with rice and spice. You've got seasoning.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's always good seasoning in Louisiana food, in South Louisiana food.
Well, and some people are afraid of, when you say seasoning, that you mean hot.
Not necessarily hot, though.
I'm hoping
with
you mean hot, but other people are afraid you mean hot.
Yeah, you can always spice it up, right? And you ask them, you know, and if you want something really hot, there'll be an assortment of sauce.
Got it. So I'm not going to be at risk that if I order something, it's going to be especially hot by a normal palate. But if I'm sensitive to hot, I might just want to mention and they'll point me in the right direction. Okay.
If you order sauce piquant, that's going to be hot, right?
Got it. Okay. Like picante. Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, see what the special is? Like they have things like grilled cheese with brisket on a biscuit.
Excellent. Okay. And then what are we doing after lunch?
After that, we're going to drive out to Lake Martin and do a swamp tour. Check out the alligators and the birds. This is a bird watcher's paradise.
And I am assuming, an organized swamp tour. You're not just dropping us off in the swamp here.
You can rent a canoe there. You will do that later. But yeah, first of all, Lake Martin is about 25 minutes or so, 25, 30 minutes east of Lafayette.
Okay.
Out towards Brobridge.
And is there a particular outfitter that we're looking for here?
There's a couple of them. One of them does an Echo Tour, and the other one is, I think it's Champagne Charlie. The two ones that come to mind.
Okay. So. I like the juxtaposition there of the Echo Tour or the Champagne.
That's right.
That's a tough choice, actually. But
there you go. I did the Echo Tour one, mm-hmm. and it was good. It's a bit of a smaller boat. So,
Is it an electric boat versus a airboat or something like that, or
yes, it is electric boat.
Okay,
they know the area. They know where the alligators hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I could almost guarantee you're going to see alligators there.
Okay, excellent.
And also some beautiful birds.
Mm-hmm. And where to next?
I think you're probably thirsty for a beer. We're going to go back to Lafayette. Go to Wurst Beer Garden. It's an outdoor venue. Mm-hmm. You can have wonderful beers. Although it sounds like a German name, Wurst Beer Garden. They don't have German beer, but you can sample the local beers. And they also do, during crawfish season, a place called Hawks Crawfish will mm-hmm. come out there and cook up, do a crawfish boil. So you can buy usually you buy 3 pounds and enjoy it.
And if somebody is not from the United States, they may not know crawfish or crayfish, depending on where you're from. So we're talking about a tiny freshwater lobster relative.
Yes.
Okay.
You pinch the head and you suck the head, you pinch the tail. Sorry. So you get the juice from the head, like, because you want all those juices. It's all buttery and delicious and fat. And then the tail is the tail meat. And I used to always dip that in butter, too, just because why not?
Okay.
And typically it comes with some corn and some potatoes as well thrown in. And that you will tell them whether you want it spicy or not spicy.
Okay.
You got to watch out if you're sensitive to the spicy.
And can I get a Wurst at Wurst Beer Garden as long as it's good in the name? Or?
They used to, yeah. So I'm not sure if they're still serving the, they changed up their deal. They were serving Wurst.
Mm-hmm.
And they were serving poutine and that sort of thing. And then they closed that down. So I'm not, and went with food trucks instead. So food trucks come and
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing a menu when I go to their website, which is why I was serious. I didn't know.
Yeah, they do a lot of music events there, mm-hmm. and comedy stuff in the evening. It's the go-to place for an afternoon beer. Sit outside. It's great.
Okay.
All right. And then so for dinner, I'm going to say you could go to Pamplona Tapas Bar. That's a great place for small plates. I love doing that where you can have a little selection. And they often do, well, they always do these, the chef will create something special. It's not on the menu. It's just like today's special type of thing. So always look at the board and see what they got going on. Really good food. Great service. That's downtown as well. And then you can go to Blue Moon Saloon. They have this Cajun jam session.
And that's usually on a Wednesday, you're saying. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it is Wednesdays. The price starts around 9 o'clock, I think. And then the Cafe Vermilionville, that's south mm-hmm. of downtown. But they have this great courtyard music series on Wednesdays as well. So that's something you need to get a reservation for them.
Okay.
So next day, you grab breakfast at one of the places that I've mentioned before, Black Cafe, Rusted Roots, or French Press. Then let's visit Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist.
Okay.
So Cathedral St. John is a beautiful building. And you can actually call them and do a tour as well.
Okay.
And the giant oak tree, that's what I love, the oak tree. It's around 500 years old, and it's almost 30 feet in circumference, 30 feet around. It is huge. So, I mean, if you've never seen a live oak tree, it's just amazing.
That's almost all we have out here where I live.
Ah,
redwoods,
okay.
And live oak, but they're smaller.
Okay, yeah. It's not 500 years old.
We have the 500-year-old redwoods, but not the 500-year live, as far as I know. So.
Yeah. Okay, so then we're going to do another day trip. This is about a half hour south of Lafayette to Avery Island. You can tour the Tabasco factory.
Oh, absolutely. You betcha.
Yeah. So that's a really good trip. And there's also the jungle gardens there, the botanical gardens and bird sanctuary. That is cool.
Avery Island, despite its name, is not an island.
It isn't. No, it's just so.
Okay. Maybe it used to be, but yeah. Okay.
And I grab some lunch at the Cafe Jefferson at Rip Van Winkle Gardens. That's just a short hop from Tabasco factory. You can tour the Jefferson Mansion and stroll around the Rip Van Winkle Gardens as well.
The Jefferson Mansion.
Yeah, that's on site at the Rip Van Winkle Gardens.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out which Jefferson it would be. Jefferson Island Plantation. Oh, okay. The island is named after Joseph Jefferson. Jefferson I know.
Yeah. So, on the way back from Avery Island, on the way back to Lafayette, you can stop in St. Martinville, visit the Evangeline Oak. Longfellow had a poem about the... Mm-hmm.
About the Acadian experience.
Evangeline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's about a newlywed couple, and they were separated after the expulsion by the British, and so became very famous. So the tree, they've decided that's Evangeline Oak is there on the bayou in St. Martinville. Okay. But by there, you can visit the Acadian Memorial, too. Acadian Memorial and the African American Museum.
Okay.
That's a nice little pit stop to make on the way back.
I have learned something about Jefferson, and that is that he was an actor, and he played Rip Van Winkle on stage 4,500 times, and that's why the Jefferson Mansion is in Rip Van Winkle Gardens. Now we know. Excellent. Where to next?
After St. Martinville, head back to Lafayette. I say you should pop into Pop's Po' Boys downtown.
Okay.
They can either get the classic po' boy, or they have some very interesting creative takes on po' boy as well.
And so you just say check it. Classic, my head goes to a shrimp po' boy. Is that the classic?
Me too. That's what I go for.
Okay. Classic. So when we talk about a po' boy, this is the same kind of sandwich that would be a hoagie or a Subway, a sub, but in this area, we're talking about a po' boy.
Right.
So a long bun, some sort of meat, and the... I think the best known one for me is the shrimp po' boy.
Yeah, that's what I always get. Every time I go to Pop's, I look at the whole menu, and then I order the shrimp po' boy, the classic.
So first you look at all your options, and then you ignore them. Okay.
Yeah, but they've got like red bean and falafel po' boy. They've got meatballs and stew and gravy with lettuce and tomato. I mean, they've got some very creative.
And almost everything that's going to be on your po' boy is going to be fried, I'm going to go with.
Oh, not necessarily.
Well, that's sort of traditional, right? Fried pickles and okra even. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Louisiana, they love to fry everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So try the po' boys, and then you should go to Rockin' Bull downtown. It's just across the street. Go to Rockin' Bull and listen to music and do some bowling. It's out of New Orleans. But they
okay.
now have them in Lafayette, too.
Is
so
this
why not?
Different than bowling at the local bowling alley down the street for me? Or
yeah, because you don't. Do you have a band at the local?
I do not. No. Okay.
Yeah.
I figured I was missing some reason why we're going. Okay.
We got live music. You can dance. You go like, do I want to go dancing or do I want to go bowling? Hey, let's do both.
let's go
to Rock and Bowl. Yeah. And there's also, I mean, if you get hungry again, you got to eat there too. So food, drink, bowling, dancing, music.
And after we bowl, where are we going?
After we bowl, you're dancing and bowling, you're going to bed.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm on my third day. I'm going to one of your breakfast places again, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you're going to have chicken and waffles, okay, or something. You're going to have something yummy.
Excellent.
And then now you should be brave enough on day three to go canoeing or kayaking at Lake Martin. Why not? You can go. You can also book tours. You could do an event with, say, Pack and Paddle. That's okay. A local place that will rent you canoe. And also, that's what I went with, Pack and Paddle. At a sunset, they do all kind of kayaking trips in and around.
Got it. Including kayak fishing, I see.
Yes, exactly. Fishing is big. I've never gone fishing in around Lafayette. I guess I should try that sometime. I'm just not a fisher.
My father failed in trying to make me a fisherman. So.
You can rent canoes and kayaks right there at Lake Martin as well.
Okay.
So after that, you're going to be hungry again. You know it.
It's a theme running through this show. Okay.
So, so they have this event. This is, again, in the nicer months, the spring and the fall, Bach lunch event. So they have a music. It's just a free event. They'll have a band. And
you say
then they sell
Bach lunch. Or
Bach,
box.
B-A-C-H.
Bach. B-A-C-H, okay. Yeah, Bach. That is what I was hearing.
Because music. And then, but there's also Bach's lunch. They'll sell Bach's lunches to raise money to benefit the Lafayette Science Museum as well. A good place for lunch. I would recommend Poupart's Bakery, but they also have wonderful soup and sandwiches. It's downtown. It's delicious. Great desserts. It's wonderful. And actually, Mr. Poupart was from Paris and moved to Lafayette many years ago. So now he and his son run two bakery cafes in Lafayette.
Excellent. And as with every show, we'll have links to all the places we're talking about in both the show notes on the website as well as in the lyrics of the episode. So if you're wondering with the pronunciation of various things where we're talking about, just always go to the show notes and we'll have done that work for you.
So next up, I would say go to Hilliard University Art Museum.
Okay.
So we're going to check out some of the exhibits will always be changing, but there's always going to be some local South Louisiana work there. Mm-hmm. And about 5-minute walk from there, Girard Park. It's a lovely little park. If the weather's nice, take a wander through. That's also the location when we have Festival Acadien.
Okay.
That's Girard Park. And also the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, about 10 minutes from the park. You may as well take a wander through the campus and go have a look at the alligators. See if you can spot the alligators at Cypress Lake on campus.
Okay.
Just for kicks. Another event on the Friday, we're on day three, so on Friday, Downtown Alive. I think I mentioned it before. So they have this music event, family friendly, from about 6 till 8:30 or 9 at Park International. That's a good event to go to. Or do an early dinner, go to St. Street Inn is a fantastic place to eat. They're farm to table. They also do offer some, I think they have vegetarian or vegan options as well. There's an outdoor patio as well as indoor seating. They'll have music there a couple nights a week. They have a good brunch.
Okay.
And then Worst Beer Garden is another one for the live music on the weekends as well.
Mm-hmm.
If it's raining, I would go to Artmosphere. That's another great place for live music, dance floor.
So I get the impression if we don't like music and we don't like food, we should go somewhere else. Is that about right?
No, you should just go outside and go fishing.
Okay, there we go.
Right? Go fishing and go paddling around. It's great for outdoors. It's mm-hmm. good hiking, although it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for kayaking and canoeing and bird watching, hunting. I'm not into that, but you know, if you are hunting, fishing, it's incredible.
Okay.
Sportsman's Paradise. That's Louisiana. I think that's what it says.
Place
on
else
the
you? Oh, does it? Oh, I did not know that. I have been there, but it's been a little while.
Ah.
Any place else we're going next?
I think that's good. You're gonna finish up the night where. Downtown Alive and then go to Artmosphere. So he's playing. They probably have a Cajun band playing. You're going to learn the two-step or waltz. They'll teach you if you don't know how to dance.
Let's take a break here and hear from a sponsor, and that's mytravelcreditcard.com. I think it's clear if you've been listening to Amateur Traveler that I love travel, but I don't love paying for travel, or at least I don't love paying extra for travel. That's why each day I help pay for my travel just by buying my groceries, my gas, and my gadgets. For a number of years now, my wife and I have used travel credit cards for our daily expenses. Then every year, we reap the rewards by using the points we earn to pay for airline tickets and hotel rooms. We get extra benefits along the way, like airline credit cards that let us waive luggage fees and hotel credit cards that give us a free night a year. Travel cards we use let us avoid foreign transaction fees when we travel overseas, which also saves us money. We pay these cards off every single month, and that's the smart thing to do. That way, other people are paying for our travel instead of the other way around. If you don't know where to get started, you can go to mytravelcreditcard.com, and we've picked a small number of great travel credit cards that I personally recommend, including the best starter card. Right now, the card I reach for first is from Chase, but if I find better cards, then we'll update mytravelcreditcard.com with our best picks. So check it out and let me know where you go with your points.
Day four, Saturday. You've got a couple options here. And again, what are we concentrating on? Food and music. So Buck and Johnny's. So this is an interesting experience. So Buck and Johnny's Zydeco breakfast. I mean, how many places are you going to be able to experience that? So that's in Brobridge. So you can also pay another visit to Lake Martin. Or Eunice, the small town just northwest of Lafayette, about a half an hour northwest. There's a Cajun music jam there from 9 till noon. At Savoie Music Center.
I'm surprised they can get musicians up that early in the morning. Okay,
I know. Amazing. What the heck? There's also the Prairie Acadian Cultural Center. So that's a cool place to visit. In the afternoons on Saturdays, they do a free music. There's music and dancing and also a cooking and tasting demo, which was really fantastic. I went to that. I really
and what
that
did they demo cooking when you were there?
That day, it was a recipe by Kay Aber, and it's the basic gâteau à syrup. So it's a ginger, like a spice cake, and one of the main ingredients is cane syrup, right? So they grow cane, sugar cane, in South Louisiana, and steams cane syrup. It's a staple in Louisiana. So it was really tasty. It was delicious, a lovely spice cake. So she showed us how to make that, and then we each got to sample it as well. So that's each Saturday. That's worth going to. You're gonna have some music, you can have a little something to eat too. Learn how to cook.
Okay.
Oh, actually also in Eunice, you want to visit the Cajun Music Hall of Fame and Eunice Depot Museum. It's a small museum. You just half hour at each place max. Liberty Theater in Eunice is also another place you want to go dance and music. They do an event on Saturday nights. They call it like the Cajun Grand Ole Opry. On your way back, there or back, you should stop at Best Stop Supermarket in Scott, Louisiana for some cracklings. That's like the pork rinds. Okay. You're going to gain weight when you go to, just face it. For dinner when you get back, you're going to go to a Spoonbill Watering Hole and Restaurant. That's this one I would recommend making a reservation.
Okay.
They opened late 2018. It's really excellent food. Good cocktails downtown. And then on Saturday night, so you can decide check and see which places have got type of music you want, or kick back and Netflix. I don't know. Maybe you need a rest by day. Okay, so Sunday, day five. A lot of places are closed on Sunday.
Okay.
Not yet. Sunday and Monday, actually. So that's something to watch. I would recommend drive about 20 minutes, half an hour north to Arnoldville. Small town, beautiful little town, and get brunch at Little Big Cup. They put on a big spread. It's right on the bayou.
I'm sorry, the name of the restaurant I got.
Little Big Cup.
Little Big Cup. Okay.
Yeah. Huge indoor seating space, and then you can also sit outdoors right by the bayou. And visit New Art Collective and Gallery in Arnoldville and Bayou Tush Brewing afterwards. You may as well have a beer Sunday. It's a local brew.
Okay.
And then head out to Atchafalaya National Wildlife Refuge.
Okay.
That's open every day. It's great for hiking, kayaking, canoeing, fishing, hunting. They've got skeet ranges, RTV trails. Bird watching is always incredible, too. Atchafalaya Basin, you're not into fishing, and neither am I. But anyhow, they've got lots of fish.
It's okay. Somebody listening may be into fishing. That's okay.
So yeah, enjoy a day outdoors, do some canoeing. I love canoeing and kayaking. Do you do that?
I'm into paddling, just not with a fishing pole.
Yeah, you don't have to do the fishing part. You can just go paddle around. Mm-hmm. Look at the birds. watch out for the alligators. So back in town, get back to Lafayette, I would have dinner at Dia Rotisserie and Bar. So like I say, Sunday, a lot of places are closed. So this one is open 7 days a week. It's like a fusion of Asian, American, and Cajun Creole. It's really good stuff.
And that's Zea with a Z?
Yeah, Z-E-A.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Monday, we're into day six. Again, a lot of places are going to be closed. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm calling the Acadiana Day, because we're going to go to Acadian Village, Acadiana Park Nature Center.
And these are right in Lafayette itself?
Yes. So Acadian Village is, yeah, right in Lafayette, the Culture Museum. Okay. They have a really big Christmas display. I think they close in November. They close up in November because they're prepping for their big December light display and all that.
Okay. So they open again in December, but November is not when you want to go there.
Right. Yeah. I tried to last November. I didn't get to go. Then Acadiana Park Nature Station. They've got nature trails, and the staff are really knowledgeable about the flora and fauna in the area. It's like their focus is on education, nature education. They've got some displays there. It's a fun place to check out and do the hike around the area.
Okay.
And then you're hungry again. You're going to go to Old Time Grocery, just close to downtown, south of downtown. And that's where you get a traditional po' boy sandwich.
Okay.
They've got a lot of indoor and outdoor seating there. From there, go to Acadiana Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. So they've got art museum, and that is free. And also at Acadiana Center for the Arts, before you go to Lafayette, like a few months before, hopefully, you can check and see what they have going on for performing arts at the Acadiana Center for the Arts.
Okay.
That's an incredible venue. It seats around, I think, maybe 2,000 max. It's a small venue. There's not a bad seat in the house. And they can change it up so they can have it all with seating, or they'll take out the seats and it's all just floor, general admission for some of the bands where people want to be able to move around and dance a bit. Or they'll set up individual tables depending on what's going on.
Well, it looks like it's sometimes local and sometimes very well-known names.
Yes, exactly. I just saw that they have Lyle Lovett is playing mm-hmm. there in August. Oh, I would like to catch that.
I've heard him in concert. He puts on a good show.
Yeah, I saw Jason Isbell in the 400 unit at ACA. That was great.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of local bands as well. But yeah, you want to check in advance for that, because usually mostly they sell out early. Then dinner, another option on Monday when a lot of places are closed, you can go to Bonton Grill. So Bonton, Bonton.
Okay.
Grill, and that's in South Lafayette. They do a really good Cajun food. So you're going to have your fill of Cajun food and hopefully get some tips on cooking if you want to try and replicate that at home. Okay, so we're into our last day. All right. I threw in a little something here. If you have kids, you could go to the Science Museum, and there's also a makerspace at the downtown library. They've got one of those 3D printers. They've got all kind of stuff. Then it's free for anyone to go check it out. I just think that's interesting that they have that in the library. Also, you could visit the Lafayette Museum, also known as the Alexander Mouton House. The house was built in 1800 by the city founder, Jean Mouton. So it later belonged to his son, who was the first Democratic governor of Louisiana.
Okay.
After that, I'll go to Acadian Cultural Center. I would have had that on Acadiana Day yesterday, but they're closed Mondays. So Acadian Cultural Center, they've got this great film. It's about 30 minutes about the history of the Acadians. That's worth watching. And then check out the exhibits there as well. Then you want to do some little souvenir shopping. As I mentioned before, Lanyap Records, Parish Inc., Matea Studios, some good places for the local stuff, as well as the Sans Souci Fine Arts Gallery downtown. Mm-hmm. I like to get local stuff, handmade.
Sure. Are there particular souvenirs that the area is known for besides a bottle of Tabasco sauce?
Oh, I'm thinking like the artwork.
Okay. And I don't know that you've been talking about the Cajun art, for instance. I don't know that I would recognize, I would certainly recognize Cajun music when I heard it, but I don't know that I would recognize Cajun art. What would I look for?
You're going to have to go to Lafayette and check it out. well, it's going to vary, right? So
I think bright colors.
Yeah, people are influenced by their environment, mm-hmm. by the nature and the food. I know, like Matea Studio, Kayla Zeke, she makes these incredible drawings, either painting or with pencil crayon and with witty sayings. And it's just amusing. And also Lanyap, or pardon me, Parish Ink, they have same type of thing, like a t-shirt that's not like the regular ones.
Okay.
They design them all there with local sayings and that type of thing.
Anything else we want to do as we wrap up the itinerary here before we get into some of our wrap-up questions?
Well, I've got a couple more things. Wait, you're going to have lunch at Laura's Too.
Okay.
Laura's Too is T-W-O for another plate lunch, Creole Cajun cuisine. She's got these stuffed turkey wings. You got to get there early if you want the stuffed turkey wings.
Okay.
And then also like catfish, fried catfish, pork chop. Then I would take a trip up to Appaloosa, about 30 minutes north. Take a quick tour around town. They have these, what they call Fiddle Mania. They've got these oversized fiddles around town. And local artists have created those. And then drive a little further up to Ville Platte. You can go to the Swamp Pop Museum. We didn't talk about Swamp Pop.
Pop Museum.
So yeah, you've got it's not soda pop.
Okay.
You've got Cajun music, yep. You've got Zydeco music, and then you've got Swamp Pop music.
Okay.
So Swamp Pop is kind of like a combination of R&B and country and western Louisiana French thrown in. And like say the late 50s, early 60s when rock and roll was coming to be. So yeah, take a quick visit to the Swamp Pop Museum.
Is there a Swamp Pop artist that I would know?
The name that comes to mind for me is Yvette Landry. She plays around Lafayette quite a bit.
Okay.
And then, okay, so Slap Your Mama, Cajun seasoning. Slap Your Mama. The wording on it says that they, after she cooks something, they be slapping her back and say, Mama, that's so good. We'll see.
All right. Anything else we're doing that final day?
Yeah, Chico State Park. So Chico is the word for stump in French, like the... Think of the cypress trees, you know, the big trees with the moss, you know, and they have what they call knees. So it looks like stumps coming up from the ground.
Okay.
The cypress trees, you got to watch your step when you're wandering around there. Anyhow, so Chico State Park, there's the giant cypress trees, canoeing, fishing, camping. There's camping and cabins there too if you want to really do the outdoorsy thing, hang out there. And then for happy hour dinner, Tsunami downtown. Sushi place that has happy hour all evening on Tuesdays, but it's not all sushi there. They have my favorite dish there is the blackened salmon with kimchi smothered collard greens. So
okay,
good.
Fusion food then at that point.
Yeah, and if you want some desserts, you got the envie for something sweet. There's a place called Carpe Diem Gelato downtown. Gelato and espresso, it's really good. I didn't mention Red's Gym. This place, I like to go swimming, and I was totally amazed by Red's Gym in Lafayette. The place is huge. It started off, he grew up in New Orleans, little guy, started getting into weightlifting and that. He was actually Mr. America in 1960, and he opened his first gym. He used a lot of, like, he handmade a lot of his weights and benches and all that stuff. And then so in Lafayette, he just kept improving on this little gym he had. And now it is a huge, they've got everything there. They've got a lap pool indoor, lap pool outdoor, racquetball, tennis, basketball, indoor, track field, weight room, separate weight room for women. They've got a restaurant for healthy food. And they also have cookies and stuff too. They've got adult beverages at the cafe upstairs as well. Dry sauna. Whirlpool. That's a good place to go. If it's like, say it's raining and it's just crap on you, you're like, you know what? I don't want to do anything. I'm going to go hang out in the pool.
I think it is time to wrap this up, and I've got a couple wrap-up questions for you.
Sure.
And if you've listened to the show, you know these are coming. You're standing in the prettiest spot in Lafayette or the region. Where are you standing and what are you looking at?
Well, I'm standing in front of the cathedral oak. I love that tree. I'm a tree hugger.
The cathedral oak. Okay. Not the cathedral.
Yeah. Cathedral oak. Yeah. I'm not looking at the cathedral. I'm looking at you.
One thing that makes you laugh and say only in Lafayette.
Well, I guess it's the fact that you got the fried chicken on your biscuit for breakfast.
Okay. You're not from the South, then?
No, I'm from Calgary, Canada.
I was going to say, if you're from the South, that is just expected.
Anticipated, yeah. Anticipated. It's like, where's the fried chicken?
one thing that makes you say, like, this Acadia country isn't like any place else in North America.
Oh, man, the joie de vivre. They know how to have a good time. There's always music. It seems like everybody knows how to play a musical instrument, or they can sing.
Excellent.
Amazing.
Our guest again has been Susan Moore from solotripsandtips.com. And Susan, do you have an article on solotripsandtips.com that is the best article we should send people to about Lafayette?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do have a post about things to do in Lafayette. And it's a monster list. You'll Excellent. Find a lot of things that we talked about and more.
Excellent. We'll direct people to that. We'll look up the link for that and put it in the show notes. Susan, thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing with us your love for Lafayette.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
In news of the community, not only can you now sign up for the 2020 trip to Turkey in September, but some people already have. You can find more information about that trip at amateurtraveler.com/Turkey2020. And speaking of trips, I got feedback on the show we did last week about the 2019 Overland Africa trip from Sanhitsu, who said, "My friends and I are regular listeners, and I appreciate what you do. I have a quick question after hearing the latest Africa Overland trip. I understand your trip was a package from Intrepid with other listeners. Anytime I look at the prices of these packages, I find it hard to budget for the overall trip, even with the descriptions of inclusions and exclusions. My question is, how do we budget for expenses beyond the package price? I'm thinking about expenses during the trip itself. It is easy to estimate airfare to the starting point. I send an email, but for the rest of you who may be wondering that, if, for instance, for next year's trip, generally with these trips, everything is covered except if you want to do some add-on things, and those prices would be listed in the trip information. And then meals are often not all covered. And we're going places typically where the meals are in the $5 to $10 range. I know in South Africa that was quite often cheap, especially in the middle. It's a little more expensive in Johannesburg and Victoria Falls, and depends whether you have a beer or not, but somewhere in that kind of price range. Probably similar in Turkey next year. You could eat more expensive if you wanted to, but it would be a little hard to do in some of these places. And then really the other expenses are going to be at the beginning and the end. If you come in early, you need another couple nights of hotels. For instance, I do recommend that for the Turkey trip, coming in and spending more time in Istanbul. We won't have what I think is enough time during the trip. And so I'm recommending you come a couple days early and see that. So think about, you know, your meals and tours you want to do during that time. You can also line up tours through Intrepid, for instance, if you want to do that, or there are other things. If you're not sure what to do, ping me and I can make some recommendations, especially next year for Turkey. I hope that helps people. If you have questions, send me an email. And with that, we're going to end this episode of Amateur Traveler. And again, if you have questions, send an email to host@amateurtraveler.com. Don't forget to check out the travel credit cards at mytravelcreditcard.com. And thanks so much for listening.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.